Oh gosh.
You
Okay.
got it. You're good.
Sometimes you just need to make the theme song, hit that next caliber. You know what I
I
mean,
mean,
Gorb?
that makes sense,
And I need to feel like I'm in a 1998, like, floppy disk computer game.
I think we've been moving more and more game show-esque over the last 4 years, it's
It is
inevitable.
Grog Roulette. That
It
maybe
is.
that's why, Ricky was so driven to give us an extra theme song for, the game at hand.
It's yes.
It's a different world we live in
It
with
is,
Grog.
yeah. Can I offer you a
Well,
game show in these trying times?
offer you a Grog in these trying
A
times.
grog. You can't get it in most states, though, if you're for the listener. Like, just so if you're gonna
Not
buy a grog,
sponsored, but also sponsored.
if only. Give me some of that yen money. Just yen, I guess. Anyway.
OG yen money, which I wish was on our grog list.
That would have been a good one.
I'll put it as number 21.
You know what? That's fair. All right, we'll do a 21 die. OG yen money.
If we can find a 21-sided die.
Well, just go. I'll do it. I just go to Google. Type. Give me. Oh, you know what? Do they have 21-sided?
A
Anyway.
number randomizer. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I mean, we don't want any number.
Here on the game show where we make it up as we go.
Zorbingorb Diurnal Edition. We're doing this in the daytime. We usually don't. We're off
Yeah.
kilter. Not
It's
that we're usually
a.
on kilter either, but we're more off than usual.
Maybe this is a bonus episode. That feels right.
I feel like we say a bonus, but then we just treat it like another episode.
It's the same, but is it?
Speaking of that, you got
Oh.
a question handy.
Oh man. My question is, can you find leeches? Can you find leeches
Okay.
in Finland?
That's the question.
Yeah.
Okay. So I get to guess first. That's actually a tough one. I have no idea. I'm gonna go yes.
Yeah, I think it's a yes.
I think it's yes too, but let's see. Leeches in Finland. That could have been another Grog Roulette category.
It could have been. What's the
Oh, interesting. Well, okay, leeches
Is
are
there a
rare in
gray
Finland
area?
due to their. It seems there's some nuance here.
Oh my gosh.
Seems that they're rare, but some species might still exist in the southern areas. So, we want to call that a win?
I'd call that a win.
Yeah, there's a website here that's in Finnish. It's Finnish biodiversity. I can't read Finnish, but they've got Latin on there, so I assume they're in there. Okay.
You read the Latin?
No, well, they're just like the scientific names, Like,
Yeah.
you got Finnish for like Finland stuff, and you got Latin for science stuff. That's how they do it. I'm
There you
pretty sure.
go.
Insert
I
local
just realized
language.
that Finnish, like someone who's from Finland and also Finnish being done with something, sounds the
Yeah. I wonder if it sounds the same in Finnish. All right.
Okay, Gore. Do you need me to get a number randomizer?
I got one. I got,
Okay.
well, I mean, it's 21 now, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll let you get the number randomizer. You just tell me what I get. We got, what is it? We got One roll for genre and then three rolls for items. Is that how it goes?
That sounds right.
Okay, yeah, let's work with that. All right, let's go, let's give me my genre roll. Keep in mind we only got 20 genres.
We'll make up a genre if it hits 20.
Oh, perfect. Oh boy.
Okay, your genre is 18.
Oh God. Navy SEALs thriller-esque. Taken, James Bond, John Wick. Okay. What are my three items here?
That we decided that you're going first just by choosing your items first, but I think that that's apt because you won the question.
Yeah, isn't that how that goes?
Yeah, that
Yeah,
works.
they got leeches in Finland. Remember the Latin discussion? Oh God.
Okay, so
Okay.
your genre is a Navy SEALs thriller-esque
Yeah, no, I'm creating a new
story
scratch
along
bag
the
because I don't
line
need
of
to.
Taken, James Bond, or John Wick.
Yes, that is my genre. Yep.
Okay,
Navy.
your first item is number 17.
17. What is that? That is
That is
SantaCon.
SantaCon.
Oh boy.
Hope you're taking notes, Gorm.
It's perfect for my. I am taking notes. Okay, what's my second item?
Your second item is number 10.
Number 10 is
The
The
House of a
House of a
Thousand
Thousand
Demons.
Demons. All right, shaping up.
It's all fitting together like puzzle pieces.
All right, what's my third item?
Number 15.
What is that?
Frankish
Frankish
croupons.
croupons. Oh God, you're right. No, the more
Alrighty.
I think about it, I didn't even say I was going first. Oh well. All right. Well, I'm going first.
Yeah, too bad, too late,
It's
Gorm.
diurnal edition. I'm all over the place.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know,
Oh God.
we're
Okay.
adjusting with the listener.
Yeah. Let me.
Everything's a curveball,
Yeah. It's a
which is my
going.
prompt.
Yeah. No. It's your prompt. You got your
Why
time
is
lock set
everything
up.
a curveball?
Is that the prompt?
Yep.
Okay, you got your timer set up. Let me know when it is.
22:33 on the clock,
Oh
begin.
God. I'm not ready. Why is everything a curveball? Oh boy. What a question.
Stand in front of that story, Barb. Give it your meanest look.
We're gonna have to really, really power. I wish I had more coffee,
Yeah.
which is exactly what Samwise Chippin Smith said the night
Samwise
Samwise Chippin Smith. He said, "I wish I had more coffee the night before Christmas, in the year. It's not this year,
Smith. Not this one. Like a
not this
couple
year, but it
years?
maybe either direction, probably future, maybe past. It's hard to remember."
Around 2025-ish.
Yeah, like plus or take, plus or minus three,
Plus or take.
four. Yeah, plus or take. Like it's definitely not over a decade difference that
Yeah.
Samwise Chippin Smith was saying, "I wish I had more coffee the night before Christmas."
And
Right?
why was he needing more coffee?
What was my prompt again?
Why everything is a curveball.
Yeah, that's why he needed more coffee, because he's like, "Ah, oh, God, everything's a curveball. It's just like such a hard day." Because Samwise Chippin Smith, he works at the local the Dairy Queen, but it's not an individual Dairy Queen, right?
Couldn't he just serve? Well, this Dairy Queen doesn't serve coffee, does it? I feel like they would.
They probably do, but that's besides the point. So let me
Yeah.
explain this real quick. So you know how there's Dairy Queens, right?
Yes.
You know that they need the dairy there to do Dairy Queen stuff.
I would say so.
Yeah. So that means it's got to come from a warehouse, right? Some sort of supply chain. That's
Yeah.
where Samwise Chippin Smith works. He's a
So he
security
doesn't work in
guard.
like a Dairy Queen like restaurant. He works in like a stocking
I
building.
don't know if I'd call Dairy Queen a restaurant, but yes, that's essentially the point there.
Listen, don't knock Dairy Queen from Zorb the lactose intolerant.
Yeah, so Samwise Chippin Smith, he works at like a warehouse for
So he's
local
stocking
fast
the
food
creams.
chains. What's up?
He's stocking the creams.
Yeah, no, he like well, no, he doesn't even stock. He's security. He watches the creams come
How
in.
many break-ins do they experience?
Well, all right. So for transparency, it's somewhere like in England, but there's like they do a couple different brands, right? So
Yeah.
it's Dairy Queen, McDonald's, Sonic, and Gucci. Now, most of the break-ins are because of the Gucci. Although
Yeah.
last time someone stole a bunch of those chicken fries that they don't make anymore, but they have them in the warehouse
They're
from
worth
Burger King.
something.
Yeah, but it's mostly the Gucci why they need the security.
Yeah.
I'm getting off track here. So
So
sandwich.
he's up late. Is that why he needs more coffee?
Yeah, I mean he's the night shift. It's security. It's shift work. You know, it's the
Were his
best.
parents Lord of the Rings fans?
Who Samwise Chippensmith?
Yeah.
Maybe? I don't know. They're dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
What does he look like, and why are his parents dead?
His parents are dead because he's like 56. It wasn't really
Oh.
anything serious. It was just,
Oh, okay.
the course of time.
You know,
And what did he
nature's
look like?
clock.
Yeah, if you can imagine. If you can imagine like a mall Santa Claus, right?
Yeah.
Yep. And then imagine, let your mind wander towards that small 55-year-old man playing an elf standing next to that mall Santa Claus. He's like, he doesn't look like as rock bottom as Santa does, but he's getting there. He
Yeah,
looks like he's
he's
been
got bags
there.
under his eyes.
Yeah, and unlike Santa, who's like, he's gonna get himself straight. The elf is like, no, I run this rock bottom here. So he needs more coffee. That's what he
Is he
looks like.
armed?
Is he armed, the security guard?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he has a baton, maybe. Not really. He's not supposed to, but he has one. He's just got like a bat that he hits
Bought
the nails
himself.
into. Boy.
Okay.
Yep. It's everything's a curveball in this story, let me tell you.
That's right.
So, now before I, keep going on about Samwise Chippensmith, there's another important character I'm gonna
Yeah.
need to to let you in on here.
Yeah.
Right. And his name is Ollie Squealsworth. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's what it is. Don't laugh. He got a lot of that in high
Don't
school.
laugh at Ollie.
Yeah, no, it's he's already had too much of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Ollie Squealsworth works at Oxford, or like that big museum in London. That's not Oxford. You know what I'm saying? It's the British National History Museum, I think.
Okay, he
Where
works at a
they
museum.
stole everybody's stuff and they put it in there. That's where Ollie works.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's in favor of giving the stuff back, but like he doesn't get to make those decisions. He's just a low-level Finnish, a old Finnish translator. Yep.
Yeah.
And so Ollie Squealsworth, the same night that Samwise Chippensmith is like 20 miles north-northwest at the Dairy Queen warehouse, that also does Burger King, Sonic, McDonald's, and Gucci. Yeah. Dairy Queen's the main payer, though, but I'm not going to get into that.
Yeah.
He was working late. It's the night before Christmas.
Yeah.
And he's got to work overtime because, his boss is like, his boss's boss was like, well, we got this new artifact, this new codex from the Middle Ages. If only we had somebody here who knows old Finnish. They're like, oh
And he
my
doesn't have
God.
a family to celebrate Christmas with anyway.
Ollie?
No, Samwise.
Oh well, no. Samwise is at the Dairy Queen. No, he celebrates Christmas at the bar. Let me tell you. No, Ollie
Okay.
has like he's got a girlfriend. He's got a good life. He's fine.
Ollie's living it up.
He's living it up, but not tonight though. Not the night before
Oh.
Christmas because he has to translate this old Finnish text for his boss. I
Okay.
don't really understand the rush, but there's a rush behind it,
There's
right? It's a
like
rush
his
job.
boss was like communicated urgency
Yeah,
somehow.
exactly. Well, it's also like there's usually Ali just kind of like sits on his ass because there's not that much old Finnish in the British National History Museum. So
Is
when something
that the
comes
only
in,
thing he does for his position?
what's up?
Is that the only thing he does for his position? Translate old Finnish?
No, like you know how when you go to like one of those kids museums, they have the thing that like you put a penny in and it'll like flatten it. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. So Ollie, when he's not busy translating Old Finnish, he does that, but instead of a penny, you just give him like any stray matter that you've found, and he puts it into this big compressor, and then he gives you a Frankish crouton.
Nice.
And then
What
you're
is
like,
a
what is
Frankish
this? I thought
coupon,
I thought I was gonna get a penny, and he said it's a Frankish crouton. It's quite demeaning, but sadly, I mean, the position in Helsinki, is that Finland? Yeah, the position in Finland for the old Finnish translator was already taken.
Yeah.
Now, I am getting off track. Can I get a time check?
14 minutes.
Okay. So, this old Finnish text has come into the museum.
Yeah.
Same time, camera pans, whatever you want to do, scene change. Samwise Chippensmith is drinking whiskey on the job because he can't have coffee. I don't know why. We're not going to touch that. He's had a rough
It
life.
keeps him awake, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. It doesn't matter. Anyway, Ollie Squealsworth is at the museum. He's working hard. He wants to go home, see his dog, his girlfriend. He wants to go visit his, they were going to go to his girlfriend's parents' house, and it's like really nice there. They got good food, but he's got to work here because he's trying to translate his old Finnish manuscript.
Yeah.
And so he's hustling through, and he comes across this first sentence, and he finds it bizarre, right? So he's like,
Yeah.
it takes a minute to work back from, that old Finnish style, the grammar's all wrong and stuff like that, It's crazy, but he comes across this first sentence and he gets it into English, and it was, "'Twas the night before Christmas, and Santacon and the Great Horde gazed upon Europe with a hunger." And he's like, "Whoa, what's this one?"
That's a lot.
He said, "Okay, I'm kind of intrigued now." And he keeps reading, right?
Yeah.
He reads about this mythical figure that he's never heard of before, this Santacon, who came from the, not the east, but like the northeast.
Yeah.
It's
Northeast.
north northeast, maybe east northeast, either way. And he came with his great horde of,
East,
as the
north,
text,
north.
the text described it as, they looked as if they were 1,000 demons residing within a house that could fit inside a single house. They were small people. They were like, one might say, elves.
Oh.
And Santacon, he stormed into Europe, pillaged the villages. He left small wooden toys on occasion, but for the
Yeah.
most part, though,
For the
straight.
most part, he left destruction.
He left destruction. Like, so, and then, Ollie's reading this and he's making connections to the modern myth of Santa. And is it related?
Yeah.
There's some commonalities, like Santacon. He wears, it's more like a light gray outfit, but it's red by the end of the night because of the
Yeah.
destruction.
Painted
And
with the blood of his enemies.
one of his enemies. There's a, listen, it's worse than coal for the naughty list with Santacon.
Yeah.
And he's reading through this impressive monologue. Camera change back to Samwise Chippensmith. He's sleeping at his desk, right?
Yeah.
Now, and Ollie's reading and he's like, "Wow, this is actually pretty unprecedented. This is some newfound archaeological discovery," right? And he gets to the
Yeah.
final page. And I guess he learns basically that what happened with Santacon was there was a there was a lack of Christmas cheer, and it scared him off. Or maybe there was too
So,
much Christmas.
places that have less Christmas cheer ward him off.
So basically, SantaCon, it's hard to tell. It seems
Yeah.
to be quite a bit of exaggeration. But if there's like either too much Christmas cheer or too little, it's just not worth his time, it seems.
He's a
Yeah.
fan of moderation.
Exactly. And it seems that after AD 1350, the last Santa Con raid, The European nations of the time came together and created a magical lorem ipsum machine made by a large man named Toodles. And from there, it created airwaves or something that scared away SantaCon, right?
Yeah, it worked.
It worked. But that machine has since been lost to time, as I think
Oh
you can imagine, because everything in this story is a curveball, right? And he looks onto this old Finnish text, and the last line is, "If we're ever in danger of the Christmas cheer, either not being too low or too high, and you got to bump it up, because sometimes, you got to take the heavy casualties to get that Christmas cheer back on track."
You gotta average it out
You gotta,
here.
sometimes, as Santa Con would say, the holidays need a cleansing.
So I assume SantaCon is long dead.
Well, we'll get there. Everything's a curveball. So the last line is this spell, which,
Yeah.
in Finnish, it's like
On, Gorb. You got this.
Umbish bop
Yeah, there you
yep,
go.
which is
Finished.
classic. It might not be modern Finnish, but it's closer than you would think with to the
Definitely
old Finnish.
ancient Finnish.
Yeah, but Ollie Squealsworth, he comes from a long line of very easily scared and superstitious people, hence the
Yeah.
Squealsworth fortune and last name. So he knows enough not to read that last phrase, which is said to summon SantaCon back from the depths of the east by northeast area. It's somewhere,
Yeah.
in between there.
East,
It's hard to
north,
pinpoint
north,
exactly.
northeast.
Like, it's the North Pole, but if you went in like an easterly direction, I guess.
Yeah, the
Hence the
Northeast
con.
Pole.
Yeah. So he just like, wow, okay. Let me highlight this, make sure nobody reads this out loud. Now, in the meantime, camera flips back to Samwise, what was his last name? Chippensmith. It's almost 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And like he's got to walk around the dairy every now and then to make sure
Walk the
that
perimeter.
nobody's taking any dairy, it's
Yeah.
important. So he's got this alarm that goes off, but he's been sleeping because he didn't
Yeah.
have any coffee, and his first thought was, oh no, no coffee. I guess I'll just drink this whiskey instead. That should
Yeah,
keep
close
me
enough.
going, as a sane person does.
Yeah.
And his alarm goes off and he wakes up. He's, like when you get waked up from a drunk nap, and he's like, "Voo boom de boom," and it's just straight coincidence he said the exact same words in that Finnish text.
No.
No knowledge of Old Finnish, but he did it. Time check.
6 minutes, 50 seconds.
And then from the ice. There's still ice. It's only been a decade. So, climate
Yeah.
change hasn't completely wrecked us. Somewhere to the east by northeast arose the great SantaCon and his horde
Yeah.
of elven warriors. And they marched southward. Southwest, if I'm going to be
Yeah,
precise.
south southwest.
South southwest, they weren't really, they just kind of pass over central Russia. Europe's where their beef is. They don't. They,
Yeah.
everybody else is fine. Just Europe.
Yeah.
And so it's the night before Christmas. So SantaCon's like, I gotta hustle. Now, time check.
6 minutes. It's the
Okay.
night before Christmas, is and all through the house.
It's about to be gory, let me tell you.
Oh no.
So we're gonna leave Samwise and Ollie Squirrelsworth alone for a second. We're gonna go to the NORAD, missile center somewhere, or whatever Europe's equivalent of that is.
Yeah.
And they see these large incoming objects, right?
Yeah.
They're like, what is that? Is that nuclear missiles? And they're like, let's
What,
go,
they're
let's
in the
get out there.
sky, you
On their radar. It's like a fleet of what
It's
seems like
blipping.
one large thing and then like 1,000 other smaller things. Flying down with an impressive speed from the
Yeah.
northeast. And their first thought is nuclear weapons. And then they quickly check the satellites and they're like, oh my God, it looks like a man in a Santa outfit that just happens to be light gray instead, and a
Yeah.
bunch of elves flying down with impossible speed.
Yeah. Like literally flying.
They've got machines that look very similar to a caribou, also known as a reindeer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's hard. Tech, I mean, is a plane flying? Yeah, they're flying. All right. So obviously, there's some questions that are like, this is kind of unprecedented.
Yeah.
What should we do? Should we shoot them down? And they're like, hold on.
So they're riding robot caribou.
Yeah, I
Just
mean, it's hard to tell. They haven't gotten super.
terrifying.
What's
I'm
up?
just a little unclear on the flying
Yes,
part.
they're riding robot caribou, or their planes look like caribou.
Okay.
Getting distracted. Anyway,
4 minutes.
they call in. They're like, okay, we shouldn't shoot them down just yet. We need
Yeah.
to understand what's going on. Are those caribou? Are they riding robot caribou? We need to get better visuals. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
And they luckily they have a plane do a flyby, and they're picking up some audio, and they're like, this seems like old Finnish. They're like, how do you know that? And they're like, don't worry about it. I'm a little
I'm
language nerd. Don't forget about it. Anyway, we need
a
someone who can
little
speak.
language nerd.
We need somebody who can speak old Finnish. And they're like, where could we find that at this time of night, the night before
Yeah.
Christmas? And they say, quick to the British Museum of Natural History. The guy who was giving me Frankish croupons there once, he said he knew it. So
Yeah.
half the
Well,
team
you
goes
gotta know
back.
old Finnish to make those.
Yeah, exactly. And the other half is like, you know what we need to do? We need to call in our most badass special ops Christmas cheer guy.
Yeah.
That's what the
Who's
prime minister
that?
said. I think you know who it is. They're
Do
like, which
I?
guy? They're like, the one who loves dairy. They said, bring back Chip and Smith. We need him.
That dairy loving guy. That
And
is a
so,
curveball.
as a curveball, and so at that Dairy Queen warehouse, 20 miles north. What I don't it doesn't even matter at
North
this point.
Northwest.
Samwise Chip and Smith gets a ping on his
Yeah.
pager. He still carries a
Oh, yeah,
pager.
he's got his
Yeah.
beeper.
Yeah, exactly. It's only 10, give or take 10 years, but you can't beat that level of operational security.
No,
And
sufficient.
he's like, oh boy, I'm going back in.
I'm getting the beep.
And he immediately just writes on a post-it, I quit. And sticks it to a computer, and then he walks out,
Triumphantly.
trying. Yeah, he's pretty excited.
2 minutes.
He sees a small deer on the side of the road, and he shoots it, because he got a gun from his car. He's got the bloodlust now.
Yeah.
He's been awakened. They put him in the Dairy Queen because it's the only thing that keeps him.
Is he Santa Con's polar opposite?
We're getting there. Time check.
1 minute and 35 seconds.
Okay. So Ollie Squealsworth comes in. He's translating the messages from SantaCon, right? And he's like, that, he's speaking too fast. This language only ever been written. I've never heard it spoken. Like, what do you think he's saying, Ollie, Mr. Squealsworth? This is your one damn job. This is why you exist. He's like, I think he's saying he's looking for fish and chips? And they're like, what? That doesn't even make sense. He's like, hold on, give me more time with the translation. And they're like, Samwise, we're glad you're here. Get on out there. And they load him
One
up into
minute.
a plane, and he's flying out, and he's gonna meet SantaCon head on, right?
Yeah.
And they drop Samwise Chippen Smith out of the plane, and he's flying down to that robot carrier. He's parachuting, and he locks eyes with SantaCon.
Yeah.
And he says, time check.
30 seconds.
Want to go to Dairy Queen? And that's how Samwise Chippen-Smith saved Christmas. Turns out that SantaCon could also be satiated with dairy. It wasn't just, it's same as Chippen-Smith.
Very few
Bloodlust
know it.
or dairy, it's that's how it goes, So fast forward another next Christmas. Now there's just two guys working at that Dairy Queen warehouse. Samwise Chip and Smith, SantaCon, and a legion of elvish warriors.
Wow, indeed.
Wow, indeed. I was not ready. Oh, God.
Oh
Oh.
boy. Okay.
All right, do you want to roll yours? I'll read them out to you. You tell me the numbers.
It's time to roll.
It's time
It's
to
time
roll
to
for you,
roll.
sir.
My genre is number eight.
Number eight, that gives you Western.
Western, okay. Womp, womp, womp. And my first item is number 10.
Number 10 gets you the House of a Thousand Demons.
Okay.
All right, what's next?
Alrighty, the next number is number six.
Number six gets you the Walrus of Time. Oh, God.
And my last one is number four.
Number four. Number four is Gump plus extra. All
Okay. What's
right.
my prompt, Gorb?
Your prompt to tell me a Western story involving the House of a Thousand Demons, the Walrus of Time, and Gump plus extra is to tell me about the time Jenny Squibbins lost her shoe. Go.
Oh boy. Okay. Jenny
Yep.
Squibbins.
Jenny Squibbins.
Okay, our story begins in a place that you wouldn't guess for a Western,
Is it
and
in the Northeast?
it's under a microscope.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, looking at this microscope is Yan Sam and his colleague Four Man.
What was the colleague's name? Yansan?
Four Man. Okay.
Foreman. Okay.
So Yan Sam and Four Man are looking under a microscope and they see the lobotanist plague.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, wow. What
Yan
are the
Sam immediately
symptoms?
starts screaming.
Oh.
Four Man slaps him. He's like, "Why didn't we put on PPE?"
I
And
can't.
Yan Sam th says, "The sample is supposed to be negligence." Negligence! And then they both immediately like crumple into a gelatinous mass.
Oh God, it's that
Okay.
fast, the lobotomist plague.
Yeah, so the gelatinous mass swirls on the floor into a perfect swirly, right?
Oh.
Then the watermelon man appears and absorbs the swirl, and you know
Okay.
he does it like a long line of black cocaine.
So, questions. Did the watermelon man, let's putting aside what he looks like for the moment, just pop out of empty space?
He
Is that how that
phased
worked?
through the wall,
Oh, he
right?
phased through the wall. Okay.
No, it was inside Color Man Laboratories in the year 2038,
Oh,
right?
okay. That helps.
And Watermelon Man just phased through the wall, and he does a swirly line of Yan, Sam, and Four Man, bends down in his black jeans and just snocks it up his yazzer. You know what I mean?
I think I do. What is aside from the black jeans, can you describe Watermelon Man a bit more?
So, Watermelon Man would have been normal. He could have been.
He could have been.
He could have been. But he accidentally stepped into the House of a Thousand Demons when he was 6 years old.
Oh. Is he, how long ago was that? Is he like immortal now, or is that just like
He
20
was
years
six
ago?
years old in the in the 1840s.
Okay, so he's pretty old now. He should
Yeah.
be dead for sure.
He should be, but he's not.
Does he look
And
old?
damn, is that a shame. Okay,
Does he look old
water.
or is he trapped forever at the age of six when he just
He
walked into the
doesn't
house?
look like much. Like, imagine a watermelon quartered into, fourths, like four large wedges, right? He has a watermelon wedge like attached to where his head should be. And like when he talks or like moves his eyes, it's like the watermelon just like mushes, and it's just you don't want to look at it. Like it hurts. It's just
Doesn't
so
look right.
disgusting.
Yeah,
Like
it's
there's
just
something so wrong about looking at Watermelon Man when he like, when he
like if
talks.
he's not speaking, it's okay, but
If he's just there, he's just a man with a watermelon head.
yeah, it's
Not
just
that
yeah, you
bad.
know.
He's wearing his tight black jeans and his leather jacket.
It's bizarre, but it's not, you're not gonna vom.
Yeah, he's got a keychain wallet too.
Oh boy. But if he speaks
Okay.
though.
You do not want to look at it. Okay.
Okay.
Now, when he was 5 or 6, he got trapped in the House of 1,000 Demons. Now, if you didn't know, the way that that happens is if you're chewing gum, you swallow it, and then you lose 50 cents, and then you talk to someone named Jenny, right? If
Wow.
those three things happen in a day, then you fall into the earth, but it becomes an overlapping field of demonic caves that you fall through vertically.
Is there a thousand
Okay.
of said caves?
So time stops there, more or less. But like as you fall, you go through each one of the houses of demons. Each one of them, gets to like basically, they can't touch you, but it's like a really bad haunted house.
Oh, yeah.
So, he fell through all 1,000 vertical
Did
demon
he just
caves.
pop out now in the year 2038?
No, that happened
Okay.
in 1845, right after to his parents, nothing happened, except they saw Watermelon Boy, and then, he had experienced so many things that he just absorbed them.
Were his parents concerned about the
They
change
had
to his
about
facial
30 seconds to be
features?
concerned until they were absorbed into his watermelon head.
Oh, so it's just like he just eats by osmosis that way?
Yeah, and if you see him talk, it's all over, right?
Where's he been
Like,
living for the last 200 years? And
it's
why is he
that
showing up
bad.
at
Well,
Yan Sam and
lots of things
Thorin?
have happened, right?
Okay.
Because when you fall through the House of 1,000 Demons, when you come out the other end, you basically, become a demon yourself.
That's, yeah.
Unless, the only way to really get out of the House of 1,000 Demons is to just, pretend you enjoy it, but he never caught on to that.
No, so you just gotta power through. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you power through, you end up a demon.
Oh, okay. So he's just a watermelon human freak, or is he a
Yeah,
demon?
yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a demon.
Okay. All right then.
So he snortled up Yan, Sam, and Foreman, okay? After they were exposed to the lobotomous plague. You cannot encounter demons or like Watermelon Man. There are worse ones, but we won't get there. But you won't even encounter a demon unless you encounter the lobotomous plague, right?
Were they still alive by the time they encountered the demon, or had the turning to gelatin killed them?
One of the other demons saw them first. There was one like sitting in the room with them there. The melt boy.
Oh, so what is, so does the plague cause the melting or just attracts demons?
The plague just attracts demons.
Okay. All
It
right.
make it like opens up, the other
Yeah.
you download Gump Plus Extra when you get exposed to it, which
What?
was only discovered in the year 2030.
Okay, so you touch the lobotomous plague, And then I think I'm missing a bit on this part. He's a bit more explanation. I
Yeah.
download Gump Plus Extra, and then I see demons. Is that the correct procedural steps?
That in layman's
In
terms,
layman's terms, okay.
right? So like you get exposed to the lobotomist plague,
Yep.
and then you download Gump Plus Extra, and you can see demons, right?
Yes.
But
So it's like,
it's like a virus,
yeah, so
right?
the physical virus gives me a software virus, and then I can see demons.
Exactly. It's like an osmosis thing, right? It transfers into yourself.
Yeah,
And like
that
by
sounds right.
2030, they had 2038, they hadn't realized that you can't download Gump Plus Extra if you like don't have tech on you, right? But both, of course, like both Yan, Sam, and Foreman had their phones in their pockets, and it's all over after that because the Gump Plus Extra sends out the signal, and then you can see every demon that's
Oh,
like in your
here. Okay,
vicinity.
I thought the Gun Plus Extra was getting downloaded like into their brains or something. No, it just goes
No,
through your.
just on their phones.
So the bacteria touches the phone, and then the phone gets
No,
a.
no, no. No, okay. You get exposed to the lobotomist plague, right?
Yes, as
The
it me as
lobotomist
a.
plague then uses you as a host to become a technological signal, thus downloading itself as Gump Plus Extra in your phone.
Onto your nearest internet
The
connected
nearest
device. Okay.
Electronic device,
Which
right?
then sends out another signal to attract demons. Is that
Yeah,
correct?
well, no. It does attract them, kind of, but it more so just, you can touch each other and stuff. Like, it's real bad. That's why Melt Boy was able to turn Yan, Sam, and Foreman into a swirly death circle, right?
So if I was just like standing near, let's say, I don't know, Fire Boy, I wouldn't turn into a melt circle after coming in contact with the plague. I turn into flames, right?
Yeah, different demons for different strokes for different folks,
Yeah, I mean that makes sense. And with that, you have 12 minutes left.
So I know we're getting to a bunch of the lore, but in order for you to understand why Watermelon Boy was being chased by the Walrus of Time,
I still do not understand, but please continue.
we need to go back to 1840, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, the Walrus of Time, he's a real busy guy, right?
Is he a demon?
No, well,
It's a gray area.
kinda. He's like a good one, but he converted a while back.
He's
It's hard
a
to, it's
supernatural
really
entity.
hard
Okay, all right.
to nail that down. But anyway, so essentially, the Walrus of Time knows that if he can correct the timeline, then the little boy who became Watermelon Man would never have to fall through the House of a Thousand Demons, right?
And Walrus of Time is just doing this out of the kindness of his heart.
Hey, he's a real busy guy.
Okay.
He's such a busy guy because, he's got a list, and
He checking it
he's
twice?
He doesn't check it twice because he's so busy.
So busy.
Okay, Earth is just one planet. There's a lot of like time errors everywhere,
Oh,
right?
okay. So he's like time police. He's like time cop.
He is like a time cop, but he
He's
didn't
just
choose
so
it.
busy.
He's just really busy.
All
Okay.
right, one more question and then you can proceed. Does he look like a
Yeah.
walrus or a man?
It's exactly what you think.
Okay, continue.
He's a walrus guy. He's a big, burly walrus man in a robe and a
Just so busy.
staff. Yeah, he's busy. He's sweating.
So busy. All
Sweat.
right.
He's busy. He's so busy that he's sweating, right?
Is he
So
stressed or is he?
he knows he only has like 15 minutes to solve each time crisis before he has to move on to the next one, right?
Wait,
If
doesn't he
he.
control? Does he control time? Can he set it up so
No,
he has.
no,
No, okay.
no, no, no. He just gets sent to the time error by his boss, and if he doesn't fix it in 15 minutes, he's sent to the next one.
Oh, God, he's so busy.
I told you.
Poor man, Walrus.
Okay. So
Okay.
he gets sent to this time error, right? And he gets like 2 or 3 minutes of like reading the notes about the time error before he gets sent there for his 15-minute time limit, right? He's trying to make up for his karma. He used to be a bad demon. Okay.
But then he
But
got
he
gainful employment at the time factory.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of the ways you get back
Yeah,
your
it's like
karma.
probation for demons, I guess.
Yeah. So he's looking at the notes before he gets sent over, and he's like, okay. Little Jimmy Hawkins would not have become Watermelon Boy if the kids at Cowboy Pistol School didn't give him noogies, and then he fell in love with Jenny Squibbins and he wanted to find her shoe, right? That's how he was chewing gum. That's how he
He
talked to
lost
someone
50
named Jenny.
cents.
That's how he lost his 50 cents, right? Because the kids were bullying you, right?
Can he just, wouldn't it be easier to just steal his 50 cents? What?
Well, then the
He
50 cents is still lost. Conditions met. You fall through the House of
It's
Demons.
pretty easy to fall through, it sounds like.
I know. Well, those three things gotta happen in the same day. It's harder than you think.
Okay, all right. He's only got 15 minutes. He's just making the
Yeah. So
best.
he's reading those notes. He's like, ah, God, this is gonna be a hard one. Right? So here's the thing. With being a time ward, like the Walrus of Time, you can't like do anything that would like mess up the timeline. Like if he showed these cowboy bully children from the pistol school, if he appeared as a walrus man, whole Earth timeline goofed permanently,
And
right?
that probably just means more work for him at the end of the
Yeah.
day, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so he can appear as like a dog. He like gets a couple options. He could be a dog, he could be another little boy. Or he could, he can be a rolling wheat. Okay. He goes for the dog. Okay.
All right.
Okay. He's got 15 minutes.
Pressure's on.
He rockets through his time capsule and then, disintegrates into a dog as he appears in at the pistol school in the West America,
Yes.
1840s, right?
Well, I figured he would need to talk. I guess a talking dog is not going to mess up the timeline, or.
Sometimes talking is really high risk, so he decided to
Oh.
go just with dog,
Okay,
right?
yeah, he's got other appointments today.
Yeah, he's got
Busy.
he's got other stuff to do, other Earth appointments even, and he likes Earth. He tries his best not to Earth mess up Earth because he wants it to not get messed up, right?
Yeah, he's just so busy. Anyway.
Yeah, time check.
6 minutes and 18 seconds.
Okay, so our little watermelon man boy, before he was a watermelon, he's sitting in class, right? So
At the Cowboy Pistol School.
yeah, at the Cowboy Pistol School. So the Walrus of Time as this like little kind of like a basset hound. He's looking through the window to the classroom and he's like, this is the right time, right? He like checks his dog watch. Okay. His time watch, and like then he's like, okay, it's happening, right? The three boys pick him up and they're like, Jenny's never gonna go on a date with you, little boy, even though they're also little boys. It's kind of weird. So they like bring him out into like the dusty, town,
Playground,
right?
courtyard.
Outside of the saloon. Okay.
Is class just upstairs of the saloon? Everybody, the
Yeah.
parents are drinking, the kids go to school upstairs.
Yeah, so he in the initial timeline, he decided not to take a bet, right? Basically the leader of the bully boys, Bingo,
Bingo.
they resolved their differences with a duel, right? He's like, because they're the pistol school. Right, so Bingo's like, I challenge you to a showdown. I'll put 50 cents on it, sucker. And Little Watermelon Boy is his name. So he's like, he's across from him.
Can't.
Okay. And he's like, I'm not gonna do it. Walrus of Time barks, 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 right? And he's like, for some reason, makes him change his mind, right? He's like, okay, I'll take the duel,
He said
right?
that dog is creeping me out. Let's just do it.
Yeah, exactly. So they're standing face to face. The duel is beginning. Time check.
4 minutes left. Is this a duel with like actual guns?
Yes.
So the winner gets $1, 2.50, and the loser is just dead, I'm
A
guessing.
dollar's a lot of,
I mean,
money
it's
back
out. Yeah,
then.
it's definitely a lot of money. I'm just more concerned about the loser being dead. I guess it's the West. I don't know.
So, just as they're standing back to back and they take 10 paces, the walrus of time, notices that Bingo actually has two pistols hidden in both of his pockets, right?
Ooh, is that cheating? That sounds like cheating.
It's definitely cheating. So he
Okay.
goes up and he bites one of his hands, right? Immediately gets shot by Bingo. Okay,
Can he
Walrus of
die?
Time, when he dies in one of his forms, he basically evaporates into a ghost. He can't touch anything else.
Oh God, okay.
Time will play out as it will here, right?
Okay, yeah.
Now, Bingo points both of his pistols, even though he's bitten, he still has them, points both of his pistols at young watermelon man,
Yeah,
shoots
Jimmy's fits
twice.
and surf or whatever, yeah.
Just as that happens, Watermelon Man himself phases out of the saloon and looks at young Bingo and starts saying, "I've been wanting to do this for a long time, Bingo boy." Walrus of Time goes, "Ah, oh, Christ." He's got like 2 minutes left anyway. He's like, "This is going south." Okay.
Oh God.
Now, one of the things that he didn't expect, butterfly effect thing happening. Jenny Squibbins shows up and throws her shoe at Watermelon Man's head, okay?
Oh God, hopefully it shut his mouth.
The two bullets didn't hurt him. Why we thought a shoe would hurt him, we have no idea. But
Yep.
God bless her, Jenny Squibbins. She was brave, right?
Yeah, classic Jenny.
Now here's the thing. Her shoe was infected with a virus, Gorb. Do you know what virus?
Was it the lobotomous plague?
The lobotomist plague. And Watermelon Man made the mistake of keeping his phone on his person. Gorp,
Can't.
Gump, Gump Plus Extra downloads immediately, okay?
From where?
From his phone.
Yeah, but where's the phone connecting to download Gump Plus Extra?
The lobotomist plague from Watermelon Man's biology. But
Oh, okay. All right.
here's the thing.
Okay.
You could already see the demon world. Time check.
One minute left.
Okay, but Jenny then could see the demon world because she immediately
Gum plus extra.
she caught Gum Plus Extra from Watermelon Man's phone. It just happened to leap across.
Mean, that's what happens when you bring a shoe to a gunfight.
Exactly. And when that happens, the Walrus of Time is able to possess her as a ghost.
Oh, okay.
Immediately climbs on top of Watermelon Man after giant strides and leaps and starts tearing into his watermelon head, consuming it at a fearful rate. Watermelon Man disintegrates into a swirly black thing, and Jenny Swibbins does him as a line from the floor. The Walrus of Time. Job well done.
Wow. I did not think that was going to come together. Impressive.
I know, right? I mean, did it really?
I just I read how the
Everything's a
plague, you get
curveball
the
in both
plague,
stories.
and then it makes you download Gump Plus Extra.
Watch out!